The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. Hey, that's me. Hey, today is Wednesday, December 15th, and we only have 16 more days left of the year. What are you going to do to celebrate Christmas and maybe even the new year? Hey, I wanted to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. And, of course, we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And just remember, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and you can certainly comment live during the show. And, hey, if you're on the show right now and you're watching, just say hi so I know you're there. And you can comment on all those places, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and even YouTube. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel as well and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. There you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading, and you'll learn it from those who do it every day. All right, so on today's show, of course, we're going to be getting into the futures update. We're going to be talking about the fact that the Omicron variant is spreading fast. American Airlines is hiring. We're going to be talking about Uber having their best week ever. And Google is firing. Hey, maybe Boeing might be a play right now. We're going to be talking about government broadband and how the fact that retail crime is up. Let's go, Brandon. All right, let's talk about futures. So yesterday was kind of a slow day. I mean, it didn't really do much. I mean, stocks did pull back, but the market kind of is affected by the COVIDiots who are still afraid of the Omicron variant, and that's pretty much where we're standing with the market right now. But once again, a reminder for the anagram of Omicron is moronic. So as the moronic variant scares the COVIDiots, the stock market worries a bit, and that's basically what we're seeing a little bit this week. But the announcement of the wholesale price index rising 9.6% is the big fear that's causing the Fed, or will cause the Fed, to raise interest rates sooner than expected. Look, Wall Street continues to baffle me. Of course they're going to raise interest rates. I've been saying this for 6 years now. Interest rates should have been raised during Obama years. And then again, they should have been raised during the Trump years. The Fed is clueless, and they keep pushing the can down the road. It's kind of silly. Now, here we are, and instead of raising interest rates slowly, so it could have been absorbed naturally into the economy at a nice pace, the Fed will be forced to raise interest rates quickly. Look, as usual, the fear of raising interest rates drove tech stocks down, and we should see much of the same today. That's pretty much what's going to happen. So here we are right now at the Dow is actually up 14 points. The S&P is just pretty much staying steady, and the Nasdaq is down 20. Let's talk about the scary Omicron variant, because the news wouldn't be the news unless we talked about COVID. Oh, my goodness. All right. The Who? You know, the Who. No, not the rock band. The Who. The guys with the rocks in their heads. You know, the World Health Organization. Anyway, the Who. I won't start that again. And anyway, they said yesterday that the Omicron variant is the fastest spreading variant of all the variants of the dreaded COVID scamdemic. Oh my, run for the hills. You might get the Omicron sniffles or maybe a cough. You know, what used to be called the common cold. Anyway, the WHO Director General said during a COVID update in Geneva, Omicron is spreading at the rate we have not seen with any previous variant. By the way, Director General? Seriously? Doesn't this title alone scare you? Yeah, Voltaire, Director General. Tell us more. He continued, 77 countries have now reported cases of Omicron. And the reality is that Omicron is probably in most countries, even if it hasn't been detected yet. No, shh. You know, that word I can't say on the radio. I just can't believe, honestly, that the entire planet is still falling for this BS. Oh, wait, I forgot Florida. But that's what's left of the United States, and they stopped falling in for it for over a year now. And Texas, too, of course. But the rest of the world continues with this idiocy. Guess what else our director general said? It's not vaccines instead of masks. It's not vaccines instead of distancing. It's not vaccines instead of ventilation or hand hygiene. Do it all. Do it consistently. Do it well, he said. I wonder if he washed his hands before his speech, and I wonder if he had to mumble this through a mask to make his presentation. Anyway, in the article, it just continued what we heard 2 years ago. In summary, that is, hey, we can't stop the virus, but we can slow it down to prevent overwhelming the hospitals and the healthcare system. Huh. Hey, that sounds something like, hey, remember? 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Where have I heard that before? By the way, our director general had the nerve to say this next. Health systems are weaker now than they were a year ago in reality. Of course they are. You fired all the healthcare workers who didn't want to expose themselves to the possible dangers of the vaccine, so the hospitals are short-staffed. Anyway, Herr Director continued with this. And he said that 41 countries have not yet reached 10% vaccination of their population, and 98 countries have not reached 40% of vaccination of their population. Then why is it that the countries who have reached higher vaccine status are the ones reporting cases and deaths when the countries with low vaccine rates are reporting them? Could it be a sign of something unthinkable, like vaccines don't work? Nah, it couldn't be that. Even though every early report of Omicron was reported with people who were vaccinated. Oh, by the way, have you noticed that they stopped saying that? They actually stopped saying that this guy had the vaccine when he got Omicron. Yes, they stopped saying it whether or not the patient was vaccinated, and they stopped saying that the patient had, quote, mild symptoms. Oh, man. I gotta tell you, I'm turning into a conspiracy theorist at this time. Just call me Stein Annen. Anyway, the push is seriously to make Moderna stock rise. I mean, look, I said it a few days ago. Dr. Frodsky will change his mind shortly and tell you that you must have the booster to be fully immunized after he announced a few days ago that two shots is considered fully immunized. Oh, the ridiculous fear just continues. I would say let's go Brandon here, but Gestapo Joe is seriously just a cog in the wheel of this madness. And a final note with this topic, if Omicron is really spreading faster, duh, that means they'll have herd immunity faster, and maybe the world will come out of its COVID coma. All right, I want to say hello to Stephanie, who I'm sure is enjoying this. Hey, Eric, I want to say hi to you. And also, Mick, I see you guys watching online. Thank you so much. All right, American Airlines has announced that they're going to be hiring 18,000 new workers after hiring 16,000 employees this past year. I wonder if they're trying to tell us something. Could it be that airlines are starting to feel that the nonsense is going away and more flights will be flying both domestically and abroad? Do you remember the flight cancellations and employee walkouts this summer? Well, don't forget that many employees in many industries, including the airline industries, walked off the job or quit because of ridiculous mask and vaccine mandates. Now that Gestapo Joe has had his vaccine mandate denied by the Fifth and Sixth Circuit Court, many employees are either returning to work or changing their plans to leave. For the airline industry, this could be almost as huge as the hospital care workers. Did you know that many hospitals have decided to shelve the vaccine mandate in order to keep their employees from leaving? Wow. Finally, the people are standing up, and maybe freedom will ring in this country, like it does in, you know, Florida. As far as American Airlines goes, I'm taking the hiring as mass employees as a sign that the airline industry sees a major recovery this year. In fact, I'm literally betting on it with calls on American Airlines and even Boeing, and we're going to get into that in a little while, too. And by the way, Southwest is also planning on adding 8,000 new hires as well. All right. Hey, Bill says hi as well. Hey, Bill, thanks for the kind words this morning about the show. I know you're enjoying it very much. All right, let's talk a little bit about Uber. By the way, here's more proof that the world is ignoring the moronic scandemic as more and more people are going out and enjoying life again. Uber, the rideshare company, just reported their best week of gross bookings in history. And by the way, just as a clarification, gross booking typically refers to the company's combined bookings for both its ride-sharing and its delivery business. However, the CEO of Uber, Dara Khosrowshahi, I think, says that the ride-sharing part of the business is recovering nicely and getting close to pre-scandemic levels. That's great. Uber reported 1.6 billion trips on the platform during the quarter, and that's up 9% from the past quarter. And check it out, up 39% year over year. Wahoo! Yeah! Finally, right? All right, good for Uber. By the way, Uber's a great stock to own, and I got to tell you, buy this stock, put it in a drawer, and open up the drawer 10 years from now. Uber and Lyft are positioning themselves to own the transportation as a service business as cars become autonomous. It's going to be awesome. The future of cars is inevitable, and I'm going to tell you, between Tesla, Apple, Hertz, Uber, and Lyft, these guys see a clear future. All right, I'm going to get on another rant. Here we go. Let's talk about Google and their vaccine mandate. Hey, if there ever was really a time to hate Google, here it is. Google is now illegally mandating their employees to get the vaccine or they will be terminated. Yep, terminated. Apparently, a memo was circulated among the employees from the leadership team of Google saying that all employees have until December 3rd, that was about 2 weeks ago, by the way, to get the vaccine or be approved by random rules on a religious exemption. So they have to put in a religious exemption and get approved by rules that are random. I didn't know Google was exempt from the Constitution. Did you? I guess that's why they're allowed to censor free speech. It all makes sense now. Look, if you're exempt from the Constitution, there is no free speech requirement. You know, I'm sure glad that over here at WWDB, they're advocates for free speech. At least for now, anyway. I'm guessing that the upper management still hasn't heard my show yet. I understand they're all liberals over there. Anyway, getting back to Nazi-ruled Google, the employees had until the 3rd to get vaccinated or get a religious exemption, right? Of course, this probably came about when Gestapo Joe, the other anti-constitution supreme leader, created his illegal mandate. Now that Gestapo Joe is stopped, I think Google is going to be facing some huge lawsuits and losing some good people unless they wake up from their COVID coma. Most companies had a return to work or office policy planned for January, but now most of them have pushed that into March or April, and Google hasn't even set a date for their return to the office plans. So why the rush? The employees aren't even meeting in the same office. Hey Google, do a search on the Constitution and HIPAA laws and get back to us. Oh yeah, then do a search on the best defense attorneys because you're going to need one. Unbelievable. It just amazes me. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or you can call 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. And of course, if you're watching online, please hit the share button and let everybody know that you're watching this show so they could actually learn from it and learn how to make more money. Don't forget to hit that like button and let me know you're enjoying the show. And you can also leave comments on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and I'll try to respond to them. Hey, guys out there, I see you. I see Eric and I see Bill. Thanks a lot for watching. I truly appreciate it. All right, let's get into what's going to happen next. So far, obviously, we've been discussing the fact that the futures are up about 20 points, not much. The S&P about 2 points, which is nothing. And the NASDAQ actually started to come back up. It's still down 6 points, but it was down a lot more than that this morning. So maybe it won't be as dramatic. Also, we've been talking about the fact that the moronic variant is spreading fast. Bizarre. We've been talking about American Airlines hiring, Uber's best week ever, and of course the fact that Google, or the unconstitutional or un-American company called Google, is now letting people go. We're going to be talking about Boeing stock coming up, government broadband. Wait till we get there. It's hysterical. We're going to be talking about retail crime wave, and of course today's stock picks. Let's talk about Boeing. So as you know, I'm knee-deep in travel stocks, including Boeing. By the way, I really like Boeing as a stock, and, you know, it's kind of been in the news this week, and it has kind of mixed information. So Boeing announced yesterday that it delivered 34 new planes to customers last month, putting it on track to more than double 2020's tally for the year. New net orders totaled 91 in November, and most of them were 737 MAXs, marking the 10th consecutive month that new sales outpaced cancellations. So for 10 months, new sales outpaced cancellations. That's pretty good. So in 2019, just so you know, in 2019, you know, what was called the pre-zombie apocalypse, you know, I mean pre-COVID, Boeing stock was over 400, and in that year, they delivered 380 planes. So in 2019, the stock was over 400, and they delivered 380 planes. This year, they already delivered 302 planes, and the stock is hovering at about 200. You know, of course, on the other side, the bad news is the new Dreamliner that has been haunted with problems ranging from bad parts to no parts due to the scandemic and the supply chain issues is causing it a problem. All right, I really like Boeing as a stock right now. I think it's a good options play as well, but I would definitely get out of 225 if you're going to be trading the option. But if you're trading the stock, I think it's going to be a good play, so you definitely may want to get into there. All right, let's talk about government broadband, not government overreach, government broadband. All right, can you imagine the government rolling out a broadband service to the people of this country? That's what the plan is with the infrastructure deal. So if you guys know about the infrastructure deal, $65 billion of the infrastructure deal, of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure deal, that is, right, will be spent on creating a universal broadband system throughout the United States. I got to tell you, as I started to read this announcement, I just had to laugh. I'm thinking that Comcast... Yep, you ready? I'm thinking that Comcast has someone in Washington that they're paying to make this happen. So why do you think I think Comcast is paying someone to make this happen? Because now Comcast won't have the world's worst customer service for internet products. Anyway, the idea does have merit when you realize that 42 million people lack access to high-speed internet, but they all seem to have cell phones, so I'm not sure why they're saying that they don't have access. Microsoft also says as many as half Americans do not use broadband. Maybe they don't want to, right? Even if they have access to it. So it's kind of weird. But anyway, with the metaverse coming, and we will definitely need a huge broadband structure. By the way, I got to tell you, yesterday, if you guys were watching online, I received my Oculus, and I'm going to tell you that the end of the world is obviously coming. I put this device on my head, and I was hooked instantly. I mean, instantly. The second I put it on, I was instantly hooked. I noticed a rush of adrenaline and serious overstimulation. Oh, and then, by the way, I turned the switch on, and wow. Anyway, considering that this thing is in its infancy, all I can say is watch the movies. Watch the following movies. Watch The Surrogates, and of course, watch The Matrix, and you will clearly know where we're headed. If you're an Oculus user, feel free to look me up. My name and avatar is Larry Steinhaus. That's why I wanted to make it easy to be found, at least for now. So look me up if you're on Oculus, so we can meet in the same room together. How exciting, right? All right, let's talk about retail crime. Have you seen the bold new crime wave going on across the nation? Criminals are literally walking into stores unarmed and just taking stuff off the shelves and walking out as they wave to the cameras. Did you know why? Of course you do. Of course you know why they're doing this, right? But listen to the reason that the CVS and Best Buy CEOs gave. So Karen Lynch, the CEO of CVS, says it's because of online companies like eBay that this is happening. Yes, she actually said the reason for the smash and grabs and these brazen robberies is because the robbers can easily sell the items on eBay. That's the reason. The people at Best Buy are claiming the same reason. I gotta tell you, are these people that dumb? Or are they connected to the criminal organization known as the Democrat Party? Hey, wake up, guys. I'm going to tell you something here. Wake up, wake up, wake up. The real reason these robberies is happening is because moron governors like Newsom and moron mayors like de Blasio who say they aren't going to prosecute people for robbery. Duh. If you want to stop robberies, punish people who rob stores. I don't know, am I the only one left on this planet with a brain still intact? I'm beginning to think of a new conspiracy theory. Yep, this is probably it, right? Maybe the vaccine is really a liquid lobotomy. Yeah, that would explain it all. All these people took the vaccine and it took a part of their brain out that uses logic and common sense. That must be what it is. Just remember, when the person injects you with the vaccine, what do they say? This won't hurt a bit. If you want to go to a place where masks and vaccines are always optional and learn how you can make more money in this Biden economy, watch this next commercial.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, the place you can go where you don't have to wear a mask or worry about being vaccinated, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829. Yes, there is a piece of America still in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. All right, so far, of course, we've been discussing the futures update. The futures are up 16 points, and the S&P is up about a buck and a, you know, 175 is nothing, and the NASDAQ is down 90, nothing really going on. So, hey, listen, I'm going to talk about some of the picks right now. But first of all, did you hit the like button yet? Did you hit that share button? Come on, guys. I see you out there, Bill, Eric, all you guys out there. Come on now. Hit that share button. Hit that like button. Let everybody know what great stock picks are going to be coming up. And also, don't forget to share it in groups or on your page. And that way, you'll also be able to let other people know. Of course, you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. Keep going. Keep going. All right. Hey. And by the way, if you're listening on WWDB, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, let's get into this right now. Let's talk about some great tips for the day and what's going to go on. So look, yesterday was kind of a slow day, but you know, most of the stocks I'm playing didn't move or move down. There really wasn't much as far as, you know, big movers go. You know, you do understand the stock market was only down about 100 points, so it wasn't terrible. But Macy's moved up about 4%, and it was up about a dollar. But honestly, it may have just been benefiting from the stock sector fears. So Apple is basically falling back as it tries to become a $3 trillion company. My guess is that the money managers are afraid to buy it here, and the fear of resistance will drive the price down a little lower before it hits that $3 trillion, which, by the way, is 182 points. It needs to hit 182 points, or $180. The Fed meeting will also cause some turmoil as they decide to raise interest rates. Listen, guys, just raise the rates already, will you? All right, but speaking of interest rates, now I'm going to tell you right now is the time to absolutely refinance your real estate. Look, I wish I had a plug right here for a mortgage company, but I'm telling you, this is the way to do it. You need to absolutely refinance your houses right now. Definitely refinance your house. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to see these interest rates lower for another 30 years plus, if ever. So call your bank today. I also like, as I said many times before, I like the travel stocks, and I would look for them to jump as we approach earnings. Meta is also a play, and I happen to like Meta. I think it's a great play, even though I'm now, I am in the metaverse because I wore my Oculus. Are they doing that to me again? Oh, man, they're controlling me again. I can't believe it. Anyway, Meta is a play. I'd like to see it drop into the low 320s if possible, and then I would ride it right through earnings, and you're going to kill it. You're going to do really, really well. Moderna, by the way, is still above 250, so we probably won't have any COVID news yet. So basically, just wait for it to go below 250 and watch the COVID news come out. It's amazing. Pfizer, though, is moving up on the news that they have a day-after pill for COVID. A day-after pill for COVID. Get it, right? That's right. You could be cured of COVID if you get it by taking the pill. Hello, world. Read the news. The COVID scamdemic is over just based on this news alone. All right, I want to tell you guys, don't forget, I have a new book coming out called Money Hacks, and it has a subtitle, Because Everything You Think You Know About Money Is Wrong. Next year, I think I'm going to write another book called COVID Hacks, Because Everything You Think You Know About COVID Is Wrong. Anyway, look for this book, and you can pre-order my book, Money Hacks, on barnesandnoble.com. Of course, on the crypto scene, crypto is kind of on hold and just kind of really going nowhere, and this is usually where the people kind of dig in and they wait for the next jump. We'll see if it happens. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. Of course, gold and silver have also completely stalled. So you need to start watching this because gold and silver should probably start to go up when the economy starts going the other way. So now is the time to buy it. Gold and silver isn't moving. It moved up a little bit, you know, during the scamdemic, but it's not moving anymore. So now is the time to buy it. You want to buy it, you want to sit down, and you want to absolutely make sure that, you know, you hold on to it during, as we start to go into the new economy. All right, Treasury bonds should be increasing soon. So I'm going to tell you, for some reason, look for a pullback on the tech stocks when the Treasury bonds go up. And that's probably going to happen soon, so be careful. Hey, I also want to thank, of course, the listeners on WWDB Radio. And we look forward to your continued support. I'm actually looking forward to hearing from WWDB soon about my show. And if you're watching online and watching live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube, I also want to thank you for your continued support as well. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Hey, I see Steve also joined us on Facebook. Thanks a lot, man. I'm YouTube. He joined us. So thanks a lot. I totally, totally appreciate that. Thanks so much for watching. I want to thank everybody else for watching. And make sure you guys hit that share button. Make sure you guys hit that like button. And have a profitable day.